Welcome everyone to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I am your host Dave Carney, and I teach in Fort Myers, Florida, kindergarten through fifth grade PE, and I love it. And it's large groups, large, 100 plus almost every time. So again, not always easy, but I enjoy it and it's well worth it. And I get to know all the kids in the whole school and it's great. So I get to see them a lot, three to four times a week. Good stuff. Today, I'd like to talk to you about a Kagan structure named or called Jigsaw. And it is not, although my son thinks it might be, a horror movie. It is not, it's nothing to do with Saw, but it is called Jigsaw and it is coming up next. All right, so Jigsaw is, again, from the Kagan structures. If you know Kagan, we are a Kagan school, and so I guess you could say it's cooperative learning, but it's making sure that everyone is equal and valuable and contributing, and Kagan is just a great thing for any school and in any classroom, any subject area. So the first time I ever experienced Jigsaw, that this method, this structure, was in a PLC, a meeting, and like a whole group, you know, everybody's there, you know, whole school meeting, beginning of the school year, I believe, a couple years ago. And everyone got into what's called home groups. And I will actually post a video on my website on supersizephysed.com of what Jigsaw looks like. I actually have it in the app Coach Note. So you could see it on there, how it looks. And I actually have other videos as well. So Jigsaw is where everyone is in a home group. Like they have where there's a color. Okay, you are in a certain color home group. And then you go to your expert group, which is a number. Now you can do it different ways, but that's the way I did it. And in this PLC, everyone did it as we were reading a passage. And instead of reading the whole thing and reporting on it, it was an educational article of some sort. I can't remember. But we went to our expert group and we all read that one part and we all discussed it, became experts on it, as much as you can become an expert on that. And then we went back to our home groups and the number ones reported on, you know, paragraph one or section one, the twos report on section two. So I became an expert in, I have no idea, maybe it was number four, paragraph four or part four. And so I'd have to report back to my group. And I'm the only one that read it. So I had to have something to say about it. So I became the, again, quote unquote, expert. Now, how does that relate to PE? Well, honestly, I didn't see it then for another year or two. I didn't really consider that a structure that I could use in PE class because that was just you could do it for reading or math or something like that. Well, when I went to, I say this place a lot, I went to the PE Institute in 2015 in Asheville, North Carolina, and Dr. Ash Casey was there. And he is amazing, especially at cooperative learning, and he is just a fantastic person to meet, and he's just really intelligent and has a lot of knowledge to share with the PE community. So he was presenting a workshop that I attended, and he did the Jigsaw method, how I'd never seen it before. It was really, really cool. What he did was he put us in home groups, and he started, he put us in home groups so we knew where we were. We were group, you know, whatever, eight or I don't know what it was. And then we went to our expert groups, and in the expert group, he gave us a word. And I have actually repeated this with my students. He gave us a word, like every group had a word. Like group one had in, and group two had and just like, why do I have That's my word. And then group three had, in a galaxy. And then maybe you could figure this out. The next group had far, and then the other one had far away. And so when you went back to your home group, you put all together and, okay, the number ones go and then the number twos go. And then you're like, and if you know you got it right because it makes sense. It's in a, you know, oh, and, I, and I'm sorry, it wasn't just in a galaxy far, far away. It was a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Wow, I'm a Star Wars guy and I kind of messed that one up. However, so, and I don't even think we finished it. I think we got a long, long time ago, and then he came around and said, in a galaxy far, far away, or something like that, where you don't have to have enough technically to do that, but it worked out really well. So then we moved on to a tag game. So that was like the warm up. Okay, if all the phrases worked, I think I did like Uptown Funk It Up, Uptown Funk It Up, or something like that, like a couple years ago. So they knew they got it right because it created a phrase that fit, that made sense, as much as Uptown Funk makes sense. So then we moved to a tag game, and the groups were divided into, the expert groups were how to tag, how to move, how to freeze, how to unfreeze, how to like unthaw yourself or auto thaw, how to do auto base, what are the boundaries. And as a group, we'd come up with the rules to the game. Now, we didn't know what everybody else did, which is kind of interesting, because when we went back to our home groups, we all reported on the rules of the game. And some didn't work. Like, some things just didn't work, and I can't remember how, but it was something along the lines of, if they got frozen, they're maybe sitting on the ground doing something. And then how do you unfreeze somebody? Well, they had to move or do something. So it didn't fit. So we went back to our... we were in a home groups, it didn't work. We went back to our expert groups and reported on what worked and what did not work. And then we could refine it. And the catch was only that group could refine it. Like, if we were the unfreezing group, that it just didn't work, only those people could refine it. And then we went back and played it again. And what I've noticed doing that a couple times, actually more than a couple times, with a few different units, is you don't always have time to go back and do this. We only have 40 minutes, and so you really got to get at it right away. But it's great seeing the kids just create these tag games, just create, I'll go over some of the variations, but create different things with it. And it's awesome because all people are equal. I mean, everybody matters. And if you don't have all the pieces, hence Jigsaw, it won't work. Okay, and the other thing is everyone's participating. Now, there are times when, yes, there are some kids that just, for whatever reason, just don't want to do it, or they're upset about something. And so I'll have another person kind of explain what happened in a different group. Like, they'll help another group out because this one student isn't participating. Because it really does matter. If you don't have one person participating, it's pretty much over from there. You need, because they don't know the rule of the game or whatever is going on. And, you know, again, everybody's important. Everybody is just, you know, everybody matters. Like I said, you can't have one person take over the whole group. They can't do it because they don't know the rules. They're not in the expert groups. And so they really, Jigsaw is just a really good thing to try and see how it goes with your students. And now it's time for your cowbell tip of the day. All right, so your cowbell tip of the day is something like this. It's, first of all, not only to try it, but you can do many different variations with it. It's not just a tag game, okay? You could do it as a dance routine, which I've done before. They put together a dance, you know, based on all the groups putting their movements together. I had them do every group had to do a two count, and I don't know, somehow we put together like, you know, a 10 count thing or a 16 count thing. We've done fitness, so they had to put together almost like a fitness station routine. We actually used our rail yard system, our rail yard obstacle course, and they each got a piece of that and said, okay, create something for this piece of the obstacle course. And they had then they put it all together, and it was really, really interesting. And I'll put that on my website as well, because I have a good video of that. Okay, also, I haven't done it yet, but there's been groups that have done gymnastics I've seen, target games, which I want to give this a try because we're finishing up target games. So they all get it, not all of them, but we put out a few pieces of equipment, and the groups have to come up with, you know, how to use it, and, you know, what are the rules, and just different, how do you knock the thing down, or if you even knock it down, or what are you aiming for, and just some different variations of it. So any kind of game creation is ideal for Jigsaw, or even just putting all your learning together. It's a great thing, and that is your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Definitely give Jigsaw a try. Again, you can find it on my website at supersizephysed.com. I will put some videos up there so you can see what it's all about. And reach out to me if you have any questions. My information's on the website. And I'd love for you to continue to download these episodes or follow me on Podomatic just to get the more out there, get more information out there, get people subscribing, and, you know, push our profession along. That's what it's all about. You guys are awesome. I have a new beat for you. Here we go.